Radio.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can get a hold of our Facebook or our Twitter page by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of great information for you there as well. What's in your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Coming up on today's program, we're going to have open phones first half of the hour, and then at the bottom of the hour, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting on the continued boom in the Bakken and the effect on the region. Also, we'll talk next hour with Williston Mayor Ward Kozier on dealing with the challenges and growth of the boom and how they're handling things in Boomtown, USA, the new moniker of Williston, North Dakota. And Scott Hannon, he is up there today. I was supposed to be up there, but maybe a little bit much with trying to fight this pneumonia and being a little under the weather. I figured probably not the best idea to get up there by midnight and then have to get up early and camp out, although a great event going on for North Dakota. Getting the eyes of the country on North Dakota, Scott, is always a good thing.
It certainly is, and Kevin Kramer today invited, in fact, when Kevin was on with us last week Wednesday, he was recapping his trip to Israel. And there was a delegation of members of Congress that was led by Eric Cantor, the Republican leader. And it was on that trip that Kevin said, why don't you come out and see the Bakken firsthand? And if we can get more places in the United States to do what the Bakken is doing and lead the way, then we can be a little choosier on what particular engagements we're in. And not coincidentally, obviously, we're looking at Syria right now, and what should the United States involvement be? And a lot of our audience saying, no mas, no more, and of course those decisions are easier when we have energy removed from the table and have more national security in the way of energy. So it is important that folks like Eric Cantor, that our congressional leaders see firsthand what's happening here, and testament to Kevin to get him here. So what will happen this morning actually is getting a briefing right now, Kathy Nesset and others, schooling him up on the X's and O's of the briefing, and then actually they're going to do a tour. They're going to go out to a Continental Resources rig site and actually be on a pad and check out the development, and then they're meeting with the North Dakota Petroleum Council of Board of Directors today as well. So he'll get a good schooling today without question about what's happening in the Bakken. Sandwiched in between after this briefing, before they head for the tour, will be a press conference. We'll pick up as much of that as we can here in this first part of the program and pick up, not only his view of the Bakken, but also some questions about the Farm Bill, certainly. Democrats have been pretty critical of Eric Cantor, saying he's the one holding up the Farm Bill, so I want to ask a little bit about that. And certainly the battles over Obamacare that our listeners have been asking about as well, so we'll get a chance to not only talk about oil and gas development and his views of the Bakken, but also some other things that are hitting Congress. We're at the Bear Paw Lodge in Williston. It's a Target Logistics facility, and actually stayed here last night, Steve. I talked to a Minnesota friend of mine, and he said, where are you at? I said, in Williston. Where are you staying? First of all, people assume you can't get a room, right, which is not as much the case anymore. But I said, well, we're actually going to stay right at the crew camp. How do you eat? There's a perception of crew camps that, that you got a campfire and a tent, And for folks that have not been here and seen the, it's an appropriate name, Target Logistics, because this is the same way they house our members of the military overseas, Olympic athletes. It's a small city, so camp's probably not the right word when you think about a big mess hall and rec facility and rooms really that are very similar to what you'd find in a hotel with your own private bathroom and great comforter and nice thick towels and all the amenities. So camp sometimes the wrong word. I know you've been here before.
It's the food. It's all about the food. Usually I go, and if I stay for more than 2 days, if I'm making a swing out in western North Dakota, I usually try to stay at the Target Logistics sites, because Brian Lash has been kind enough to extend an open invitation anytime I have to do some traveling up there. And if I wind up staying at some Target camps for two or three days, I wind up coming home with 10 pounds on me. It's the food. And the amount of calories they have to get into the people that are working out in the oil patch is absolutely amazing. And what some of those people eat. And I'd weigh 400 pounds if I actually had to be there if I wasn't working out in the oil patch. But it's a hard life. It's a hard work. And the Target workforce logistic facilities, they take very good care of the people that are staying there.
They do. And again, this is a very important part of the equation. I mean, this isn't a, I hope 10 years from now that there's no need for crew camps, right? That there's more of the permanent housing, of single family housing and apartments and townhomes and whatnot. But that can't happen immediately. So, a very important part of the solution, and they take good care of them. Congressman Kramer, our Wednesday guest for the Talk Radio Town Hall, is about to take to the podium with Eric Cantor, and we'll pick up this press conference live from Bear Paw Lodge in Boston.
We are on a very short time frame because we're running late. As you may imagine, we're going to go take a quick tour. We've had an interesting policy discussion with a number of people in the oil and gas industry as well as agriculture. And just want to welcome the leader Cantor here. Appreciate his time here and want to just get some comments from him and maybe answer one or two questions.
Good morning. It's really been a real treat to be here with the folks of Williston and here with Kevin Kramer, who's been a terrific leader on the issue of energy security here in the United States. I wanted to come be here and see North Dakota energy industry for myself with this leader, Kevin Kramer. Obviously, he brings a background from state government, and I believe after having had these discussions with Kevin and other leaders here in Williston, that North Dakota's got it right. The government here, the state, works in partnership with the private sector to ensure environmental soundness and to allow for the maximization of energy production in this state. There's a lot of lessons to be learned by Washington from what's going on here in North Dakota. Looking forward to a further trip here out into the fields to see with boots on the ground, to see exactly what's going on. Hopefully to be able to take this experience back to Washington. And I hope to be able to tell the president that there's a lot for him to learn here as far as energy production here in America. North Dakota seems to have gotten it right.
Amy Dellum from the Fargo Forum.
Yeah. My first question is actually about agriculture. Since you're in here in North Dakota, do you plan to appoint any conferees to approve a farm bill this year?
The speaker will be appointing conferees when we get back in September. We in the House expect to move a nutrition title out of the House, and that title will reflect the reform agenda that we've been about on the nutrition programs. Our nutrition title will be very much focused on the fact that there's been more than a doubling of population under those programs. And in fact, so many of the beneficiaries of the program do need the benefit, but there's also many able-bodied people who are in that program that want to get back to work. And so we're going to put our emphasis on reform, on reducing the outlays, but to make sure that the able-bodied people can work if they get a benefit.
I might just say to back that up, the leader has been a strong advocate for this farm bill, and I know that there have been some of our neighbors that have been less than honest about that point. I'm happy to say that Eric Cantor voted for the first farm bill that failed, where we only got 24 Democrat votes. Because of his strategic thinking, he built a coalition, separated the bill, found a way to pass it, and he voted for it again. The leader on the Democrat side, Leader Pelosi, didn't vote for either bill. One more? Can we get one more? Anybody? Williston Herald. Let's take the Williston Herald.
Harold Hamm recently commented about the Keystone XL pipeline. Basically, it's been too long. It's not really a viable option anymore. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Harold Hamm obviously is familiar with the industry, so I don't want to question what he said. What we'll be about in Washington is to insist that we can put in place policies that move towards a national energy policy. We need a national energy policy. This administration has not gotten there. And frankly, with all the resources here in North Dakota, in the Bakken, Kevin Cramer is going to be the leader on us, on our side, to try and push forward in terms of developing that energy policy, whether it includes more pipelines, more opening up of the resources, certainly in terms of federal lands. There's a lot of progress to be made there as well. And I do think, again, the North Dakota example is one that we should follow.
Real quick.
You've been talking about an oil policy for, say, how many years? 10 years? That we have not put one together?
Well, I just comment on that. I think, frankly, the if there's a policy that comes out of this administration, it seems to be one that is contrary to helping support the maximization of production of fossil fuels. We want to make sure that we lower energy costs for working people in this country. Lower energy costs means more jobs. Lower energy costs means bigger paychecks. That's what we're about in Congress, in the Republican majority, and want to continue to try and empower folks and give them a brighter future through affordable energy supply.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both teleaccommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347 or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Something happening here. We're back at the Bear Paw Lodge in Williston, facility of Target Logistics. What's on your mind? On K-Fire 550, KTGO Tioga, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, KLTC Dickinson, 910 KCJB in Minot. And press conference just wrapped up after the briefing with Eric Cantor. They're heading out now to actually see a tour and Congressman Cantor and Congressman Kramer will be checking in. We're not sure if that'll happen before the end of the program today. Depends on how long the tour goes. Otherwise, you'll hear a conversation with Congressman Cantor recanting his view of the Bakken after the tour, and we'll replay that in tomorrow's program. So not sure if we're going to be able to connect up with him before the end of the program today or whether or not you'll hear that tomorrow. But either way, we'll have that conversation coming up here in just a little bit. Kathy Nesset is here with us now. Steve, Kathy, of course, is the proprietor of Nesset Consulting. It does so much work for oil and gas companies that are doing business in the Bakken. I always call her the godmother of the Bakken because she just knows so much about it and has been a part of this play before Bakken was a household name, as it is more and more across the United States. Kathy, nice to see you as always.
Good to see you as well, Scott.
So tell us a little bit about how you schooled up Mr. Cantor today. How'd you get him up to speed?
Well, that was exciting. Staying with the basics. The basics about the Bakken geology, the horizontal drilling, and the fracture stimulation. If we just really understand the background information, and also what's going on new. What are the new developments? Stay current. It's constantly changing.
It really is, and with lightning speed. It sounds like one of the reasons that Congressman Cantor is excited about it is just to replay this in other parts of the country. How unique is the Bakken, and can it be repeated in other shale plays across the country?
The Bakken itself is absolutely unique, but the lessons learned can be shared countrywide, worldwide. What we are learning here can be applied to all the other basins. Likewise, we learn from other basins as well.
And how is it unique?
Well, the number one, near and dear to me is the geology. It really is very special. The depth of the Bakken relative to the water aquifers is so separated geologically. The formation itself within the Bakken, with the source rock being, two units of Bakken shale, two target reservoirs in the Middle Bakken, and the Three Forks formation, just make this just a very unique and special geologic play.
By the way, there is probably no better resource on this worldwide known play of the Bakken than Kathy Nesset. If you have questions or comments for us, certainly welcome today at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And Steve, I'm sure you're loaded with questions as well, so go ahead for Kathy.
Kathy, one of the things I noticed when I look into the geology and some of the other things going into different shale plays, and you mentioned that exchange of knowledge going back and forth, but there's so much new technology that's coming out there. We are right on the cutting edge. It seems to me, because of this new technology, because of the horizontal aspect of the fracking, we're at the cutting edge. They're all looking at us for the most part. Is that an accurate assessment? When I talk to some of the other shale plays, they're always cognizant of what's going on in North Dakota.
I think that's a very accurate statement and observation. And I think a lot of that is due, in fact, that North Dakota is a very business-friendly state. We are also very well regulated by our Department of Mineral Resources, headed by Lynn Helms. And that allows the companies to responsibly pursue this technology and help, in the long run, secure our national security. By developing this resource we have. We're doing it safely, and we are a proving ground, a learning environment for the world.
Liz has a question about pipelines for our guest, Kathy Nesset, calling from South Dakota today. Liz, what's on your mind?
Hi there. It's actually a comment because I just finished up a project over here in South Dakota. What I want to tell you is that, we have a geopolitical play, not an oil play, but we have a rigged scenario. And the reason I know this is I finished up my project and I had time to reflect. What's happening is Mr. Obama and Mr. Buffett are very, very good friends. Mr. Buffett bought BNSF and Amtrak in 2008. Now, he didn't do best offer. He didn't negotiate. He bought it at full price. The reason he bought it at full price is he doesn't want a pipeline. He loves the rail system to export the oil out of the locations. He's making a gob of money, a gajillion of money. I mean, it's just like unlimited for Mr. Buffett. And when Mr. Obama did not vote or, whatever he did about the Keystone Pipeline, everybody ought to look at that a little more carefully, because we're in a rigged system geopolitically. OPEC's a problem. We're trying to reduce our cost out of OPEC, paying the prices for that. I'm all for that. But what we've got is a situation where leadership in the country is making a whole lot of money off the whole initiative to get our natural resources extracted out of North Dakota and South Dakota. So that's all I wanted to say.
Liz, thank you for the comment. Kathy, I've heard those people connect dots before on the pipeline, but just in general on the Keystone Pipeline, Harold Hamm recently came out and said, they've waited too long and the market's taking care of it. It's less of a need now. What's your view on the role the Keystone Pipeline still could or should play?
Oh, well, I appreciate Liz's comments. I think she's right on the mark there. As far as the Keystone XL pipeline, you still have to go back to pipeline is the safest, most efficient, cost-effective way to move crude oil. And it also ensures that we work with our friendly Canadian neighbors and have an alliance with them. I think it's absolutely imperative that we approve that Keystone pipeline. It will also benefit bringing oil out of the Bakken play. I just think that we can do both. We can do the rail facilities, but the pipeline is more efficient, effective way.
Let's go to Michael, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Michael in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Kathy, I've heard a lot of estimates as to the number of wells that will be drilled in the Bakken area over the next decade or two. I'm wondering if you've got any idea what an accurate number might be.
That's a good question, and I think that number continues to evolve as our geology, our technology evolves. I think what we're finding right now is that we are finding, estimates of 40,000 wells, 50,000 wells eventually being needed are being upward adjusted as we find out that high-density drilling in some of these zones is needed. Keep in mind that does not impact the surface, that this is subsurface, that we need to have more laterals to effectively drain these resources, and I think that number may inch upward.
Anything else, Michael?
No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You bet. Let's squeeze Terry in here before the break. Terry's in Keith. Go ahead, Terry. You're on with Kathy Nassar.
Yeah, I'm going to make a comment about this Keystone Pipeline. Now, when we had the Alaska Pipeline going, Canada refused to let us continue the pipeline down through Canada on the west coast there. I forget the name of that province up there. But anyway, it would enter into Washington State. But they refused to let us continue that pipeline, and now we have to stop at Valdez and ship it by tankers or barges or whatever. And I would say we need to renegotiate. If they want to build something in our United States...
Terry, do me a favor. Hang on a second there. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Kathy Nesset, our guest, more on What's on Your Mind coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. Fill in the recommended itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes, anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwarnCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hinn, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What's on Your Mind Radio.com. We're talking with Kathy Nesset. Scott, up in the oil patch today, up in Williston at the Bear Paw Lodge for Target Logistics. Eric Cantor with Congressman Kevin Cramer taking a tour out in the oil patch in North Dakota. And we're discussing some of the economic boom, what's going on in the oil patch with Kathy Nesset. And let's go back to our caller, Terry. Finish up your comments for Kathy Nesset.
Yeah, it's about the Canadians not letting us continue our Alaska pipeline beyond Valdez going
into British Columbia.
And I was wondering also, there's just not enough information out there as to the details. Like, who's going to work on it? Are we going to have Canadians and illegal Mexicans and all this? Are we going to make it an American pipeline project? You know, we can't go up there and work on their projects. I was a union carpenter for many years, and there was big projects up in Canada that we were not allowed to go up there and work on. And I wondered, what is the policy here? What's it going to be?
Are you talking about the Keystone? Are you talking about the Keystone pipeline now, Terry?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. My understanding is that one of the reasons all the unions are for it is it will be American jobs.
Job, and there wouldn't be no Canadians on there?
I don't know about no Canadians, but I know the unions are backing it, which is obviously shows you the power of the environmentalists, because, you know, it's a pretty strong lobby for President Obama to have union folks saying, hey, this is jobs, let's do it.
I want to know what happened to the project from the Alaska pipeline, if that's still on the book someplace, where they stopped us from building it, continuing on down to the lower 48.
You know, Kathy?
You know, Terry, that's a good question. And I say that, you know, that certainly warrants some answers. Also point out that things have changed. You know, we're talking...
I would like to see something out in the newspapers, the details. You know, where is this oil eventually going to go to? I mean, it's going to go down to Louisiana, that's what my understanding. What about everything in between? You know, let's have some refineries along the path, and whatever we don't use, then we can export it.
A couple of questions in there. Terry, thanks for the call. We'll have Kathy address that. Where does the oil go? How much of it is Bakken crude? And what are your thoughts on more refining capacity?
More refining capacity, I think, is spot on the mark, and Terry's right on the number there. The one issue is that, you know, usually refineries are near the population centers. They're near the ports bringing the foreign oil in. That's where the refineries are. We currently have two refineries being built in North Dakota at this time, but other than that, there hadn't been a refinery built in America in 30 years. Terry, you're right on, spot on. Let's get some more refineries. Let's use this natural resource that we have. I understand approximately 100,000 barrels a day from the Bakken would be injected into the Keystone Pipeline. That's significant. We are producing 800,000 barrels a day now. If you have takeaway of 100,000 barrels, that's a significant load off of our transportation system.
Kathy, you mentioned the population centers and where the refineries are, which is always the argument on why we don't need refineries in North Dakota or anywhere else. But you also mentioned where the foreign oil comes in. With what we've got going on in the shale plays here in America and in the Bakken, does that change that dynamic of not needing those refineries where that foreign oil comes in?
I think you've hit an excellent topic. I think that it will change as our domestic supplies increase, and we have this significant resource here in North Dakota. Take a look at what we're doing right now. We have a refinery that's been approved and being built down in the Dickinson area. We have one over near Makoti, North Dakota. Refineries are already coming to the source. The logistics of transporting the refined products versus transporting the crude oil prior to refining are part and parcel of what generates where those refineries get built, though.
Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting, who is a member of the North Dakota Petroleum Council's executive board leadership and is probably one of the foremost experts on the industry. If you have questions or comments for us, certainly welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Mark in Grand Forks has a question on fracking for you. Kathy, what's your question, Mark?
Some analysts are projecting oil will go to 150 a barrel if we take action in Syria, and if this of course highlights the need to depend as much as possible on domestic fossil fuel reserves. And unfortunately, the administration is targeting fracking as a problem, even though those who are in the industry know that fracking is not a new technology. It's been around for more than 60 years. We've fracked many thousands, probably 10,000 wells, according to industry analysts, and with a tiny fraction that have caused an environmental problem. So it's proven to be a safe technology. And the combination of safe fracking with the new technology, horizontal drilling, gives us energy reserves in this country that could allow us to tell the Saudis to go take a flying leap, get out of our country, get out of your investments in the Motiva refinery, the largest refinery in the U.S., get out of our country, you're a fascist theocracy, the Prince Al-Walid bin Talal has openly said he's opposed to fracking. It's a threat to his monarchy because, of course, they use their oil shipments to the U.S. to subsidize their economy and to stabilize their fascist regime. So instead of promoting biofuels, we need to use natural gas as a transportation fuel and not export it, but keep it here because, as we know, it's a national security issue. We should not allow the exportation of natural gas or even refined oil products because even Obama has admitted in a speech in Dayton, Ohio, that oil would go to $300 a barrel if Iran closed the Straits of Hormuz.
Let me do this and piggyback what Mark is saying in down to two questions. One, fracking, and two, on just the sheer volume that would allow us to opt out of some of these things. Let's start on fracking. Are we you see the battle that Mark is there? Are we winning that battle of the fight against fracking, do you think, Kathy?
I really do, and I think Mark is right on the mark with that, to be quite honest with you. It's a continuing process. As we get better and better with this technology, we can do it safer and safer. I still say, you know, the most dangerous place, quite honest with you, in North Dakota is driving the highways. The fracking technology, the safety on the rigs, the safety out at the sites, All the technology with preserving and protecting and conserving our beautiful landscape continue to get improved upon, and I think we're doing a very good job of that.
Do you see the threat being, you know, lessening? Is it?
Yes.
It is?
I do think the threat is lessening. I think it's also being refocused towards the flaring issue, and that is something that will be discussed with Leader Cantor down in Watford City this afternoon.
And as far as the amount of oil, you know, Bakken is what we talk about, but there's the Middle Bakken, there's the Three Forks. I mean, how much more oil does this Bakken have to give to contribute to that overall domestic production that could make it, you know, a national security issue? Syria is an example right now, less of a need to go there because of the price of oil. What's the growth curve going to look like?
Excellent point here. I think what that alludes to is, what is the original oil in place? We keep referring to how much is recoverable with today's technology, and the Department of Mineral Resources estimates 10 to 14 billion barrels with today's technology. But what? How much oil is in place? And that's the key number. The upward estimates are 900 billion barrels of oil beneath this North Dakota landscape. Beneath the entire Montana, North Dakota, Saskatchewan, Williston Basin. That's the number that we need to be looking at, because as we improve and get 1% more of the oil with better technology, we increase by a billion barrels how much oil we will, and continue to do so, as to how much of that original oil we can tap into.
You know, you start talking about the role of gas, and that comes back to the pipeline argument and how we need to get that infrastructure in. What is the role of the LNG and the CNG 3, 5, 10 years down the road?
I think that will continue to evolve. I think it's going to become more and more prominent. I think, you know, gas is a clean, you know, method to transport this great nation. I think the LNGs are something that are, we know that they're a high value-added commodity from this Bakken crude oil. And when we pull those LNGs and market them, we have a premium product that is a clean product. We have natural gas that we will continue to capture and market from the Bakken.
What's the flaring fix in your view?
The flaring fix is going to be many faceted. I think, you know, it really is a matter of, right now we're just caught in a spot where technology is moving so quickly, and we're drilling these wells so efficiently and getting them down, and to be quite honest with you, the pipelines are not in place. It is a matter of due diligence on our industry, but also on our North Dakota public, to allow the pipelines into place as quickly as possible. I have pipelines crossing my farmland over at Tioga, two of them going in place right now. I welcome those pipelines, and I reach out to the public to allow the pipeline easements to get put in place to hasten this process.
Well, describe the pace right now. Obviously this came with a drinking from a fire hose kind of mentality. Is that leveling off? Are we at more of a steady pace now? Just describe sort of the pace where you see things at right now in the Bakken.
I agree with you in that it has leveled off. I say it's plateaued a little bit. The rig count backed off from the high numbers of the, you know, 212, 214 rigs back in October, November of 2012. So we've backed off. We're in that 180 to 185 rigs drilling currently in North Dakota, several other rigs into Montana adding to that number. But what you have to look at is that the rigs that are drilling are so much more efficient. They are going on to the EcoPad drilling. We are skidding the rigs. We're hydraulically walking the rigs from one site, from one wellbore to another on the same site. So the same number of rigs are just doing so much more work and being very effective in doing it, that more wellbores, more laterals are being fracked and put on production. And we still have to catch up with that infrastructure of the gas pipeline to capture that gas.
Let's get another quick call in here for the before the break. Dave, I tell you what, Dave, we're up against the break. If you can hold on, we'll get your comment, your question for Kathy Nassett coming up right after the break. You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hinton, powered by SchwannCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This is What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hinnon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's in your mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
We're with Kathy Nassett of Nassett Consulting. We're live today at the Bear Paw Lodge in Williston, North Dakota. Mayor Ward Kozer going to join us a little bit, talk a little bit about how Williston's A Boom Town, which they're embracing big time, so we'll do that a little later on. Last chance if you have any questions or comments for Kathy to learn about the Bach and ask about the Bach, and good chance to do it here today on the program. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. For folks that don't know what NESID Consulting does, Kathy, tell us.
I'm a geologist. We have crews. We have two-man, two-woman crews that work on the drilling side of the process. So we help the oil companies steer these wells and track the Bakken formation. So as they drill laterally, we geosteer by looking at the drill cuttings, the rock units that come up to the surface, the cuttings, and determine if they're in the right layer.
And you're doing that all throughout the Bakken and for a myriad of different clients?
That is correct. Yes, Bakken, over into Montana, down into Wyoming some. We work wherever we're needed.
And you're growing. Obviously, a beautiful new building about to be unveiled in Tioga. Tell us about that facility.
We're pretty excited about that. We're in the process of moving right now, so that's a challenge. There's lots of construction going on in Tioga, so just getting around town is a challenge. But we are in the process of moving our office into the new facility. Our shop is currently, handles the gas detection, analyzing the gases coming out of the wellbore. That equipment is in the process of moving also, and we also have a daycare that will be opening September 3rd at our facility.
Fantastic. Monty in Bismarck has a question for Kathy Nessa. Go ahead, Monty.
Yeah, I was just wondering just how far south and east this would be going.
Good question, Monty. We are continuing, developing this into the southwestern corner of North Dakota. The Three Forks formation drapes to the south a little bit more than the Bakken does. There's migrated oil out of the Bakken into the southern area. And just to put you on the map, down in the Belfield area, Dickinson area, we will continue to explore the Bakken Three Forks, but other zones as well, Monty. Keep in mind, above the Bakken, we have the Tyler Formation. Companies are looking at those leases to explore the Tyler Formation in that area.
Okay, I guess I'm just a little more concerned on the southeast corner of Stark County and northwest corner of Hettinger County there.
You're probably at some limits or close to them for Bakken Three Forks, but as I say, there's other formations that we're looking at as well, some of the shallower zones, and also I think we'll continue to define just where that edge may be.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Monty, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to George in Mohall. You have a question for Kathy Nessett.
Kathy, just a question as far as some of the eastern boundaries of the Bakken and Three Forks. Do you see any realistic potential for eastern Burke County and Rendell County?
You know, that's a tough one. I really see, as we continue, let me just skip ahead and go further east over up into the West Hope area, Bottineau County. We're looking at some Three Forks hot spots. So I can see some things as they continue. But eastern Burke County, so far, the work that's been done has had marginal results. You know, we've seen that. I think it's just going to take more drilling, and we obviously can't put oil where it is not. And there is a thermal maturity to this zone. But if the oil is there, the technology is getting better at pulling it out.
Just about 90 seconds left, George. Appreciate the call. Going to get one more in here before we let Kathy go. Len in Watford City, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I appreciate all the activity, and in Watford City, in the heart of the Bakken here. And every road in and out of town is put up every day, yet we're putting so much money into the state coffers. I'm just wondering if we need to refocus our attention more on infrastructure as far as all these roads out here in the oil field. We even need additional paved roads and so on.
Len, I'm right with you with that. I live on a farm east of Tioga. I see the same thing. I know you guys are taking a real big impact at this time, and I think that's crucial that we continue to let our legislators know the need, and getting an individual like Mr. Cantor boots on the ground, we need to do that with our state legislators as well so they are aware of the issues.
Are we, given all the activity, I mean, you know, are we keeping pace or does it need to go faster in your view?
I think the infrastructure and just what Len is pointing to needs to go faster. I think that the needs are immediate, whether they're roads, they're schools, they're EMTs, they're emergency facilities. I'd love to see those stepped up even faster.
Fascinating. Len, appreciate the call. Thank you. Kathy, great to catch up with you. Appreciate everything you do at not only NESA Consulting and employing so many good folks that are experts on the Bakken, but also in all you do in giving back and the Board of Higher Education and all the visioning efforts and being such a great community leader. We appreciate everything you do.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Good to see you. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting, our guest, and we'll have Kathy back from time to time, given all the interesting questions from the audience. Lots of fun to hear your questions and comments today. We appreciate that very much. So how do you handle being a mayor of Boomtown? We're going to ask Ward Kozer about that next hour and take more of your calls with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.